Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Welcome to the Addicted to Love podcast with Aaliyah Ava. If you find yourself devastated, destroyed, or depressed after a breakup, if you're constantly attracting partners that are emotionally unavailable and experiencing the pain and disappointment of yet another failed relationship, then this podcast is for you. In this show, you'll learn what's really causing the pain and what to do about it. You'll discover how to attract true love, authentic connection, and deep emotional and sexual intimacy in order to create a healthy, loving, lasting relationship. Here's our host, Aaliyah Ava.
Welcome back to Addicted to Love. My name is Aaliyah Ava and I am your host on this show. I'm a love addiction mentor, a recovering love addict, and a feeling advocate. For a moment, let me ask you to recall a situation when you have been rejected and remember how it felt like. Because in today's episode, we'll be looking at the nature of rejection. Rejection hurts and it impacts us very, very deeply. It's a complicated thing. When we're being rejected, it can temporarily cloud our thinking because the feelings connected to it can be quite extreme. It often makes us feel utterly worthless, and we usually do almost anything to avoid feeling worthless. It can also make us do things we would never do if we were clear-headed, because it triggers something in us that has everything to do with the show. It triggers our feelings of not being good enough, of not being loved, of actually being worthless. And these feelings often originated from our childhood in some form or another. To learn more about that, you can listen to episode number 9, where I elaborate on it in much more detail. So we twist and turn ourselves to ensure love. And that is how some of us turned into a person we did not actually envision to be in our adult life. We trade self-expression and freedom of being who we truly are for what we think is love. It seemed like a good plan at that time, as having to feel that we're not loved might as well have meant that we might die. It's like there is no sense to be alive. And when one is not loved, it's just a horrible feeling. And as kids, we did pretty much everything to get love. And yet, often it was taken away as a form of punishment and it left deep wounds within us. So when we get rejected today, it triggers these exact same early feelings. And we'd almost do anything to prove that we are in fact worthy. When being triggered because we feel rejected, we mostly react in two ways. Either we twist and turn and become whatever the person wants us to be so we don't feel rejected, or we pretend that we're not hurt by it and we believe to be fine, thinking, if you reject me, that's fine. I don't need you anyway. And we push them away. When we do that, we repress our hurt and we try to stay in control. It seems to be a better solution, but I think that neither way works in the long run. Why? Because both ways to react come from a non-neutral space. They come from a triggered space inside of ourselves. And when we are triggered and act before feeling our feelings, we mostly react unconsciously from the wounded place inside of ourselves, which creates more hurt, separation, and disconnection. Episode number 16 and 17 talk about this in detail. Now, just a couple of episodes ago, I had an interview with Damona Hoffman. And in that interview, she said, "Rejection is your protection." And it hit me. She was so right. You know, if you're being rejected, it means that this was not for you. This was a favor. That rejection was sort of a protection for you to understand that this person is not for you. It is unrequited love. We don't engage in unrequited love. Love has to go both ways. Besides, what are you saying about yourself when you engage with someone who does not want and love you back? How much self-respect does that portray? Now, please don't get me wrong. I understand that you're doing it. I did it massively. You know that already if you've been listening in from the beginning, because my show unfolds in a chronological order. You'll also be able to read all about it in my upcoming book. I share freely about my ex who has enabled me to wake up from the nightmare of unrequited love and love addiction. When I had first met him, we had a first date. We talked and shared our point of views, and only after that first date, he told me, "I'm not interested in seeing you again. We don't share the same values." I'm like, wow, that hurts so much. Subconsciously, I immediately started some program. Like I went into a repair mode. What do I have to do to make him love me? The truth or the reality of not being loved was too hard to comprehend and accept. What? He doesn't want me? What a familiar feeling, my subconscious said. I'm not going to feel like that ever again. So I went into, what can I do to make him love me now? It was painful and so degrading. I remember one time he was playing one of his games, and at some point I found myself hanging on his leg, begging him not to leave. That low I had sunk. I'd bake cakes for him. I'd wait for him for hours to come home. I'd wait for his calls. I twisted and turned, but guess what? It didn't make him love me anymore. I think it actually did the contrary, even if he kept engaging with me. But how could he possibly love and respect me if all that I showed him was how much I hated and disrespected myself? Now, I went only on one date with him, and yet I couldn't let it go. I went into an almost 2-year-long push-pull on-and-off relationship, but I didn't get that at that time. Not fully. Nothing worked. At some point, I was so exhausted that I sat at a psychologist's chair who was ready to take me off work. I was a wreck, empty, exhausted, and I had lost myself in it so much that I had no more sense about who I was. It only ended because he left for studies abroad. Otherwise, I would never have been able to let him go. I mean, I was adamant in making him love me. The pain of not being loved was just too much to bear. But why do some of us have to make people love us who actually reject us? And in my experience, the feeling of not being loved, of being rejected, of being left, not wanted, is just a horrible feeling. Many of us consciously or subconsciously remember. It's just all too familiar. It's painful. For some of us, our nervous system goes into freak out mode, into survival mode, once love is at stake. Only look at how you feel when you fight with your partner. At some point, there is always that moment where we say, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I promise I won't do it again. I do what you asked me to do. I don't want to lose you." Fear is taking over. The fear of losing love, of ending up alone. We have to prove to ourselves that we are lovable, that we are worthy. But fact is, many of us would do almost anything for love. It's not a problem if it comes from a grounded place, you know, when in a relationship, both care enough to make the other person truly happy. But most of the time, that's not the case. It comes from a rather unhealthy motivation. The motivation to do something to get love, to ensure love. I remember vividly, I did everything I could to make him love me so I would know I am lovable. But at what cost? Now here's my tip for you. Next time you are being rejected, no matter by whom, be mindful about how you react. This is not only related to the love department. It is also in business. You know, if someone makes you wrong or gives you bad feedback or has an opinion about you, Look at how that makes you feel. It hurts. It's that simple, but often we don't understand that we are hurt because we're immediately going into freak out mode, into the repair mode. We repair so we feel worthy and lovable again. And we even do everything to prove that we are in fact lovable. The thing is, you do not have to prove that to anyone if you know it yourself. You'll only know it yourself once you have worked through the pain you carry around not feeling worthy or lovable. And I say it one more time, rejection is your protection. There's nothing sexy about running after someone who does and will not love you back. You don't need to be approved of, loved, or respected by someone who just doesn't want you. Don't engage in unrequited love. It only feeds your wounds. Walk away with pride, with dignity, with your heart wide open. It's okay not to be liked by everyone. Only you must like you, no one else. The crazy thing is whether someone actually likes you or not does often not even have so much to do with you. And that's a crazy thing. We mostly get along with each other because we resonate on a certain level, meaning we share similar values or we kind of speak the same language, metaphorically spoken now. Most of it is just based on conditioning, the way we've been brought up, things that are familiar to us, things we either liked or we didn't like it. So go with where love is reciprocated. You owe that to yourself. If you get rejected, instead of putting up the repair mode, stay with how it feels. Just let it break you. You will relax your nervous system and get a clear head again. And with a clear head, you won't be engaging in destructive behavior. Now, if you need help with it, you can always book me as your personal coach, or you can join our members area where we help each other on this journey. You find all information about it on my members page, aliaeva.com/membership. I'd love to see you there. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by TheRoyalPath.com.